October 27, where are your affections? If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. We may have high anticipations in regard to the things of this life, but we shall meet with disappointment. We shall find that they fade away. But here is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 4. We want our thoughts to be fixed on the things that will abide, not upon those that pass away with the using. When Christ came into this world, he saw that men had left the future eternal life out of their reckoning. He came to present that life before us, that by beholding it we might be led to change our relation to the things of this life, that our affections might be placed upon the things above, and not upon the things of the earth, so soon to pass away. The shadow that Satan has caused to intervene between our souls and God, Christ seeks to roll back, that the view of God in eternity may become clear. While he does not despise this world, he places in it its proper position of subordination, and then he places the things of eternity in their relative importance before us, that we may fix the eye of faith upon the unseen. The things of temporal interests have power to engross the thoughts and affections, and it is important that we should be constantly educating and training our minds to dwell upon things of eternal interest. Will this make us unhappy? Will it cause us to have a hard time here? No, indeed. The more of the Spirit of God, the more of His grace is brought into our daily experience, the less friction there will be, the more happiness we shall have, and the more we shall impart to others. God does not design that eternity shall overwhelm us and unfit us for the duties of this life, and it will never do this if we accustom our minds to dwell upon the themes of eternity and mingle them with our life duties. The contemplation of eternal realities will not disqualify us for the duties of this life. All the useful pursuits and activities of life are to stand revealed to us as encircled with a hallowed rainbow of promise.